Welcome to Native Fest, celebrating the arts, food, and writing of Minnesota's first people.
Bonjour. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming tonight. Tonight we've got a very special guest, Dr. Anton Troyer. He's professor of Ojibwe over at Bemidji State University. He's also a very accomplished author and authority on all kinds of things, Ojibwe, language, culture. Again, thanks so much for coming out. This is being put on by KBFT. Please welcome Anton Troyer.
Miigwech. Ahau maji tayan niwi Ojibwe mbangi, winda munugug, hiji miigwech wenda man apiji in enemiguan bajayan. Gawin nin kinigegu in kendisin mietago, wi kwajituyan in wazuan gomaguminikashkituan. We when is demand uyan noj gegu gaiji gaiji wabin demamba and minwa in endeman dwaj gesh chige yangiban we when is do we do kudading and ji kamang yo get in weven nan ap tendamang koi dash win de monugu gawian wagosh nin in de gu minwa megizi and dode ode gazaga squaji meka gindunjiba nenisodo taguna ujibwemoyan anyway jaganashimuin All right, English too then. Okay, I'm really glad to be here today. We're fairly small in numbers, so we can just do a pretty informal conversation. I'm interested in your questions. I was asked to come here and share a little bit about language and culture revitalization, and I'll do that. And we can go anywhere else that you want to go to. To me, I'll share a few thoughts about why I feel that our language and culture is so important. We in my family had a break too, where my grandmother went to residential boarding school. My mother was trying to pick up the pieces and haul us back to ceremony. And whatever I do have and whatever I do know was kind of acquired through intentional effort rather than handed to me on a silver platter. I've been all over the place, all over Ojibwe country and in many other native communities too. And there's something really exciting going on right now around language and culture. And so I'd like to share a few things just to give you an idea for what can work. I work at Bemidji State University. I'm sure you all know where that is. We have one of our honors is being home to the first collegiate Ojibwe language program in the world, and we've been going at it for quite some time now, started in the 1960s. But at the same time, we have the same struggles that everyone else does. But think about how many books have been written about our people by someone who never even talked to our people. What's going to happen if some non-native person is looking at what some non-native person wrote down about our people in the 1800s? Are they going to get at what we thought? Probably not. There's a lot missing. It kind of raised some fundamental questions. Like, all human beings change, right? And as part of the human experience, and a certain amount of change is going to, we have to expect that. We have to think about how do we shape the change. And what things do we have to hold on to stay who we are? At what point do we become unrecognizable to our ancestors? When you start looking at all the ugly chapters in our history, holy man, there's a lot of ugly ones. A lot of ugly ones, and it's enough to make you mad for a lifetime. But at the same time, I think it's really important to acknowledge that the world is not fair. Today there's over 1 million people in the world starving to death. Nobody in this room. There's food over there. You guys didn't even make a dent yet. That's not fair. It's not because of their bad choices. It's not because of their bad morals. It's not because of their lack of a work ethic. They're just born in a different part of the world. Fairness has to be made through sustained and intentional efforts. So yeah, our people have been treated unfairly. You can be mad about that for the rest of your life, and that won't convince anyone or anything else to change. If we want our sobriety back, well, then we have to say that's something that matters to us. If it is. If we want our land back, we may have to buy it back, legislate. There'll be some things that can be won through fights and some things that can't. Whatever it takes, we have to do that. Same thing with culture or with language or with health. All those things we have to decide to do. It's not like Uncle Sam's going to come walking out of the bush with your language on a silver platter and say, here you go. So sorry about the last 500 years. Have a good life, right? That's something we're going to have to go after if that's something we want. And it's like that with anything. Yeah, with educational achievement too. Those are things that we have to make happen and really think about what does it take to make that happen.
Native Fest is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project, made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Online at kbft.org.